Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros Daf Yud Gimel, Bechoros 13. And today's Daf Yomi brings us to the end of the first chapter of Maseches Bechoros. And so at the end of the first chapter, the chapter ends with a Mishnah which has no Gemara on it. And our Mishnah discusses those mitzvos where you have two possible ways of doing them, like the Pidyon Peter Chamor, where we have the option of redeeming the firstborn donkey. And if we don't redeem it, we're supposed to break the neck, decapitate the back of the neck of the animal. So our Mishnah discusses under those circumstances which action is preferable to the other one. So says our Mishnah, first of four special cases, which discusses which we do first of these of four different possible mitzvos. So says our Mishnah, lo ratza lifto. So let's say you don't want to redeem the firstborn donkey. You don't want to give the lamb to the Kohen. What should you do? Orfo me'achorav. Then what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to decapitate the animal, the donkey, from the back to fulfill the verse from its states from Exodus 13:13, and Imlotif teva arafto. And then vikovro. Then since you can't have any benefit from this donkey, you're supposed to bury the animal. That's the discussion of Pidyon Peter Chamor. And says our Mishnah, mitzvah sapadia, the idea of redeeming the firstborn donkey is a mitzvah, and that comes before kodemes l'mitzvah sarifa. That comes before the mitzvah of decapitating it. And the reason why it comes before us is because it says in the verse that Shanemar Imlo Tiftev Arafto. If you do not redeem it, then you need to break its neck. The Rambam and the Raivi, they argue whether or not the decapitation of this donkey is a mitzvah in and of itself, or just the opposite. The breaking of the neck of the animal is considered like a damage that you're destroying the money of the coin. And so therefore, why does it say mitzvah? And so there is a dispute about that between the Rambam and the Ravid. The second mitzvah, well, clearly by a donkey, everybody says the mitzvah is to redeem it. The second mitzvah that's discussed is the mitzvah of Yiyud, that there is a mitzvah, this relates to an Amma Ivriyah, that in Talmudic times, or in biblical times, sometimes a slave girl was sold under the age of 12, and then she served for a certain period of time, for 6 years, and the owner was able to marry her, which was called the process of Yiyud. So, and also during that period, she could be redeemed by giving the value of the sale price and deducting the amount of years she worked. So the mitzvah of Yeida, where the owner marries her, he or his son, that comes before the mitzvah of redemption. Kodemus l'mitzvah apadiyah, meaning to say it's better from the Torah's perspective for her to be married. That we're supposed to marry the Amma Ivriyah before we redeem her. As it states, asher lo ya'ada v'hefta, it says that if the owner will not marry her, then she should be redeemed. And so we see from here, only if she's not married is she supposed to be redeemed. The third category, third mitzvah that our Mishnah discusses is the mitzvah of Yibum. We know that if a man dies and he's married and he has no children, then under those circumstances, his brother is supposed to marry his wife, and that is called the mitzvah of Yibum. But if the brother does not marry her through this Yibum marriage, then he's supposed to do chalitza, where she removes his shoe, and at that point she spits on the floor in front of him. So this idea is called chalitza. So says our Mishnah, mitzvah sayibum, the mitzvah of Yibum, of his brother marrying his wife, is kodemes l'mitzvah chalitza. That is supposed to take precedence, meaning we'd rather you do Yibum than chalitza. We'd rather the sister-in-law marry her brother-in-law then she remove his shoe and spit on the floor. And the reason is because that this is the idea of upholding the name of the brother. The Baal Halachos Gedolos writes, it's the reason why the chalitza is a mitzvah is because it's somebody, the reason why we remove the shoe is because it's like the person is excommunicated for not doing the mitzvah of Yibum, and so therefore we remove his shoe to show he's like doing something wrong. Like just like a nidoy, a person who's in excommunication is supposed to walk around barefoot, so to removing the shoe of this person who has done something wrong. And so we see from here, nevertheless, that the chalitza is called a mitzvah, that even though the only reason why this is allowed is because the person is not fulfilling the mitzvah of Yibum, nevertheless, it's called a mitzvah. And so that's something that's very powerful. But then comes along the Mishnah and says, Berishona, the idea that Yibum takes place as a precedence over chalitza, that's only at the outset. Berishona, that's only at the beginning. So also, you miskavnim l'shem mitzvah there, when we first first started with this mitzvah in biblical times, the people's intent were so pure, and when the brother needed to marry his sister-in-law, that's only a time period where everybody's intent was pure, and we know that everybody was doing it for just purely spiritual reasons, to uphold the seed of his brother. However, Achshav she'ein miskaven l'shem mitzvah, says our Mishnah, and now today we can't assume that everybody's intent is pure. And chas v'shalom, if a person doesn't have a pure intent, it's like a pogea be'erva. It's like you're engaging in a forbidden sexual relationship. And so, therefore, the sage says, "Say mitzvah chalitza kodemus l'mitzvah sibum." And so, therefore, at that point, based upon the Gemara in Yevamos, we say that the mitzvah of chalitza takes precedent over the mitzvah of yibam, and we don't do mitzvah of yibam anymore. And indeed, the Gemara in Yevamos brings down a machokes between Abba Shaul and the Chachamim, that the Chachamim say mitzvah yibam comes prior to the mitzvah of chalitza, but Abba Shaul says that the mitzvah of chalitza comes prior to yibam, because somebody who marries their yevama for the purposes of that they're attracted to her or for whatever reason, it's like you're pogea be'erva, and he says, it's like the offspring is almost considered to be an illegitimate child. And so therefore we see that originally the mitzvah of Yibum was so powerful, but the sages understood that the nature of human beings changed. And since the nature of human beings changed, we say we don't do Yibum anymore. There's a recognition that sometimes on a biblical level, there's one mitzvah, but then sometimes things change and the nature of humanity changes. And therefore, as a result of this, we have to change our practice of Judaism.